the pearl from his precious hand I received. Oh, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my night was turned to day.
When you consider all the things that you hear, you know, when you have a rainy weekend and you're looking so forward to springtime, and I was amazed last week on, what was the snow on Tuesday? In my dreams, it snows every night, so I'm trying to get over that, but and going around and seeing even the snow, and you can see the yellow crocus and the lavender popping up through the snow as you were. You know that spring is right around the corners, and we're anxious. You know, you want to go out. You can see just barely on the old Bradford pears. They're just starting to get those blooms out on the end. Trust me, in 2 or 3 weeks, you'll be here sneezing and complaining about the pollen and all, but we look forward to the changing of the seasons. And there's one thing I must say about this area that I do love, the changing of the seasons. But on a weekend when it's so rainy and you're stuck inside and you're trying to do, I have a tendency to watch and listen to more news and all these things that you hear when you turn on and all the stories that just challenge you for the small child that they are searching for in D.C., for the victims of that mudslide out in Washington, for those families on the Malaysian flight, for just so many things that are so crucial and just simply touch our heart. I am so glad that people can come into church on a Sunday morning, that they can simply decide to state their faith in what they believe in. I know the wind is blowing hard out there and the rain was coming down. It's in the low 40s. It's a chilly day and we have quite a few that are missing today. And for some, I'm glad they stayed home and didn't venture out. Jane and John, I think about, and Nancy. But then I am also so proud of people that simply want to come to church. They want to be with fellow believers. They want to make a statement. I'm reminded years ago of the elderly gentleman who it was his practice to walk to church on Sunday morning. As he got older and older, he got to the point where he moved by so feebly and he was starting to lose his eyesight and his hearing. And finally, in a very loud voice, someone said, "Why are you still going? You can barely hear, you can barely see what's going on." And he just responded, he says, "I just want them to know whose side I'm on. I just want them to know whose side I'm on." In the book, in the New Testament, in the book of Jude, just before Revelation, so I'm going to read for you one simple verse. James, Jude, brothers of Jesus, and he wrote in the third verse, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints." Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing on the reading of your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. And I go back to this phrase that just I've been thinking about all. I have found it is necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly. What does it mean to contend earnestly for your faith? Over the last 4 weeks, we've been talking about different scriptures that concern with faith. We talked about in the book of James. In the book of James, I love it because it is about putting your faith into action. It's the kind of book that you ought to read, the book standing up. Put you in gear, something to do. Be a doer of the word. Last week we talked about so many things that have been listed there in the writer about how he mentioned faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and most of all, love. The challenges we face within our life to simply put our faith and beliefs into action. How do you live that overcoming, that spirit-filled, that victorious life that it talks about in God's Word? I have three things, bless you, I have three things for you this morning. I believe that you have to be ready to witness. I believe that you have to be willing to worship. And I also believe that you have to walk. Somebody said one time, walk in the walk and talk in the walk. But the thing that I like is when the writer says, the more you walk, the less you have to talk. I heard an amen over there. They like it here when I don't talk as much. You'll hear some amens out of these other folks soon. But I believe that you have to make up your mind within your spirit that you're going to set your guidelines and your goals and what moves you in the same guidelines that is set forth in this Bible that I have open in front of me. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back. I believe that through our witness, we are able to share our faith. How do you witness? You simply live the life that God has set forth to you to live. You have to simply be in the presence of God. Allow His Holy Spirit to lead, guide, direct you. And you have to live that victorious life. A lot of people are going around, I'm this and I'm down and I'm concerned and I believe that we have all these challenges, but also believe in my word it says, nothing will come against me that Christ who lives within me cannot overcome. And I have to live that away. I have to believe that away. I have to basically set my course. Because you walk outside, trust me, when you walk in the doors, you're going to make a left turn, hopefully. The wind may be trying to get you to make a right turn. The rain might want you to move real quickly and around, try not. I see some of you are concerned about your hairdo. Some of you remember what your hairdo looked like. You might have some different things going on in your life. But you will be buffeted by the elements. And you will be buffeted by the elements that you find within your life about the people who will come against you. The negative things in this world that so people are so easy to just allow to roll off of their lips. But then again, I want to have something that I believe in. Something that I know has stood the test of time and will stand the test of time. If I ask you the definition of faith, you'll give me that nice little church answer to all there. What is faith? Help me. Somebody help me. I don't have Miss Ruby this morning. What is faith? What's that, Eric? Not seen. That's that nice church answer. But I like... That's the scriptural answer. You get partial credit for that. That's partial credit you get for that. But the other definition I heard, and it's the one I like, is faith is believing what God said just because God said it. When you start to believe God and what He says just because it is what God says, just because of who it is that says it. Oh, your faith is going to grow. You're going to believe. You're going to be able to do these things that we talk about. Your witness will be strong. Your witness will be strong. Worship. I believe you ought to go to church. I know, and I like those television preachers. I think some of them are pretty. I do. They got some good music. They dress nice. They do the right. They got all of them. I think it's wonderful. I think it's beautiful. But as I have said many times before, and I will still say, at my funeral, I want a few ballers. I want somebody to come cry at my funeral. And nobody in that television is going to come cry at my funeral. I have to have a relationship with people. Because why? I live amongst people. And I'm not, trust me, I'm not against. I love the support. I think God has blessed for His opportunity, His word to go out across the airwaves. And I believe now more than any time in human history that God's word is being reaching out to more individuals. And thanks be God for the technology that it happens. But still at the same time, I think you need to be in a place. You have to have that desire within your heart to go be among God's believers. You just got to get in that. Got to get in that circumstance. You got to be in there. You got to feel His presence. You have to be one of the crew. You got to come in. You have to feel something within your heart. And I believe that one of the greatest testimonies that we can give as believers is through our worship of God. When people come in and they feel that you are honest and you are just from your heart worshiping. And it can be through your comments. It can be through the songs that you hear. It can be through your voice. Or it simply can be from the handshake that you give, the hug that you give, the smile. You are worshiping God with others. And it helps us. It helps us to play well together. Everybody says, and I keep saying it, and I will say it over and again, the only rule at Mount Calvary, you have to learn to play well with the children at this playground. Or go find another playground. There's plenty of playgrounds. But you've got to learn how to play well with the folks here. Because it's a challenge. I'll let you ponder on that for a moment or two. It is a challenge, but through that challenge, we learn. I believe you have to walk. I believe you have to witness. I believe you got to worship, and I believe you got to walk. I had the great opportunity to talk to my father on the phone yesterday. It was so nice to have the. I talked to my mother for quite a bit. My father will be 89 years old, just a few months. And Mom and I had the conversation. She fills in all the blanks. You know, you got to catch up on all your Saturday gossip. Although we don't gossip in church, that's why we do it on Saturday. Got to see what's been happening in the family out there. What's going on? And for you, I have to give you a little bit of news. For those of you who met my brother Paul, he is going to be a grandfather for the first time. So we had great news. Had news happening. I got to tell you, that's good. And then as it kind of went, she said, you want to talk to your father? He's sitting right here, handing the phone over. As he started the conversation, and as he is, as he is talking to me and she is correcting him, it's a wonderful conversation that goes on. Maybe some of you know how those conversations go on. And we're talking about a little bit about springtime, and we're talking about how it's going to be and how we will have our 1 week of spring and we'll go right from winter to summer. And we were talking, and I've been so fortunate in my life to have parents that are simple, down-to-earth for folks. They're just plain. What you see is what you get. And I was young, I was always moved about different things that meant to him. And I was telling him I saw a few buds, and we started talking about a couple trees. And when I was young, I was amazed because my father knew the name of every tree out there in the forest. Now, I don't know if you've been around fellas like that, but they can tell you the difference between a black oak and a red oak and a chestnut oak, and he knows the difference between pines and cedars, and he can tell you which is good hardwoods. You know, you cut that hickory, it'll burn. You cut a white oak and you can burn it tomorrow, but other trees you got to... And I was just amazed with his knowledge of the different trees in the forest, because that's where he grew up. We were heading up one time when I was young, and I was always curious to know and try to, and I would go over, look at the bark and try to remember, and I would look, and for me, without any leaves on it, how can you tell which tree it is, you know, all that stuff, and I made a foolish statement. We've all have made foolish statements, you know, sometime in your life, and we were heading up over Nelson County. Nelson County, if you go up there, they have the Saunders Farm. Right, brother?
Yes.
I have somebody to verify what I'm saying. And I have, certain times of year, you pick peaches, you pick apples and stuff like that. And I made that mistake of going, which are the apple trees? And I kind of got a little thing quickly on, well, they got pretty sturdy bases. They're not too tall and over there. And they're the ones with the apples hanging on them. And there's a little chuckle after that, okay? And I got one of those calls this morning. I did. One of our brothers here called me this morning early and said, Charlie, are we having church today? I go, well, yes, we are. And Brother Don says, well, there's nobody here. And I said, Don, when you get there first, it's a good chance there's nobody else there. Right? We had that conversation this morning. He came on in. He says, oh, well, we'll go open it up. We'll get the hymnals out. We'll do it. You know, you make one of the statements you do. Which one of the apple trees? The apple trees are the ones with the apples hanging off of them. Let me tell you, folks. Christians are the ones that have the fruit. It doesn't take you long to realize on which side someone is standing. It doesn't take you long to have to figure and scratch your head, because it should, within just a short period of time, the spirit within you should start to resonate with the spirit among your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. It doesn't take long to understand that there is an individual who is simply a sinner saved by grace. No better. No better. But it doesn't take long for you to start to feel that warmth. Oh, we have struggles and we have things that we deal with. But we have faith that our lives can be a witness, that we can gather together and worship, and that we can simply walk in the glory, in the faith, in the knowledge of God. I believe that the apple trees are the ones that have the apples hanging on them. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today. Heavenly Father, it's not the prettiest weather day we would think in our hearts, but says within your word that this is a day that you have given us, and we've made a choice within our hearts to rejoice and be glad in it. So we thank you for this day. We thank you for so many folks coming in. We thank you for people just dealing with the elements to come on in, to simply be a part of worshiping you today. So Heavenly Father, we ask now that you'll touch hearts. You'll once again remind us of all those prayer requests that Brother Matt mentioned earlier. We'll lift up those who are within their homes who would rather be here today, but the circumstances just didn't allow it. We ask now that you'll be with us. You'll give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building. And you will challenge us. You will challenge us to be a light unto this world that you can shine through. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen, amen. I'm going to ask you to stand and sing that little phrase. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God, and you're dismissed. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood.